Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Bills Camp Live, the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia, live from St. John Fisher College, Buffalo Bills training camp. And so excited to have our next guest on with us, Gene.
Yeah, left guard. You know him, Richie Incognito, just off the practice field, also lifting some weights. I'm scared to ask, how much can you lift, Richie?
I lift a lot, man. I lift a lot more than you two.
I mean, you probably lift both of us together, right? I mean, we got some Volkswagens in the parking lot. You want to throw any of those around?
Go get some work on that. Let's go.
Richie, I got to say, I got a kick out of watching that video of you at the preschool, the daycare center. A day with children running around like that, is that tougher than a day out here at training camp?
You know, that was all in good fun. I had an experience with a younger sibling. My brother and me are 11 years apart. So growing up, I was a teenager and had him running around and rolling around as a kid. I got like firsthand knowledge of changing diapers and seeing him grow up. So I got to kind of see like the parent aspect of it, being so much older than my brother, that those little kids are easy, man. I'm good with kids, which is kind of shocking.
Richie Incognito, our guest in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. You've been to a lot of training camps, and this is your first training camp with a new regime here in Buffalo. What are the differences that you're seeing so far this year in training camp under Coach McDermott versus what you've seen through all the other teams and coaches that you've had the opportunity to play for?
Yeah, well, Coach McDermott, he brings a lot of energy. He wants energy. You know, we got the music going. We have the DJ out there, guys flying around. It's an electric atmosphere right now. There's a lot of competition going on. A lot of people are trying to prove themselves. And we're just trying to get this thing going. You know, we're trying to get to come together as a team and start forming our identity and laying the foundation for what we want to get done in 2017.
Seems like he's treating you guys being the veterans pretty well. If Eric Wood gets a Veterans Day off, Lorenzo Alexander, when's your Veterans Day coming off?
I think my day's coming off tomorrow. I don't know. A little birdie told me that I got the day off tomorrow. But, you know, one thing I really like about Coach McDermott is everything's very well thought out. He's very detailed and he's very structured, but he's also able to grab guys like me and Eric Wood and Lorenzo and Kyle Williams and be like, hey guys, what do you think about this? What how's the schedule going? How are the players receiving this? So he's very well thought out. Everything has a function and everything has a purpose. And you know, we really like that. The players are really feeling that vibe from Coach, and we're really, you know, giving up for him on the practice field.
Richie Incognito, our guest in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. You mentioned Eric Wood. We know you have a relationship with Eric that goes back many years. And, you know, he suffered an injury to end his season early. I always hate seeing a friend, a teammate go down like that. How's his recovery been? How's he looking so far this camp?
He's doing great. You know, he's doing great. He's a warrior. He's a tough guy. And anytime you have a guy like that go down, you know, the entire, not only offensive line, but the entire offense has to raise its game to replace a guy like Eric Wood. And, you know, it's great to have him back in the huddle. It's great to have him back around. And he attacked his rehab. You know, he had a long road back to recovery, and he's out there moving around really well. And I'm excited for how well me and him are going to play this year.
You guys are friends off the field, too. I saw you did one thing on my bucket list. Let's go to the Derby there. Yeah. So how was that whole experience going down to the Kentucky Derby?
You know, that's E. Woods' whole domain down there, Louisville, Kentucky. And we had such a blast, man. He puts on such a great weekend down there, and I've had so much fun. This is my second year going. That I told him I'm a lifer. I'm there every year. Every year they're doing the Derby, I'm going to be in Louisville, crashing on E. Wood's couch. But we had a blast, man. Won a bunch of money at the track betting on the horses, so it was good.
You're not slumming it in the infield or anything like that, are you?
No, not with E. Wood. We're fancy. We're
yeah,
up top.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
talking about. My only race experience was Preakness. I did it one year with a friend that I have in Baltimore, and we did the infield, and I'm like, It's an insane party. It's a party unlike anything I've ever seen before. And yeah. I vow, the next time I go to a race, fancy. Going fancy next
time. Oh, yeah,
it's
fancy. We're in the turf club rubbing elbows with all the rich people.
Got to do it.
Well, maybe you can become an owner someday. That could be some something fun post-football, right?
Me and E. Wood, we own a horse now.
Do you really?
Yeah, we own a horse now. We're in with Coach Patino. He recruited me down in the winner's circle in, 2016. We were down in the winner's circle. And I got to spend 10 minutes with Coach Patino, and he recruited the crap out of me. And I was like, listen, Rick, whatever you need, you let me know. And we got together, me, E. Wood, and our agent, David Dunn. We got together, and we put it on a racehorse. And she's going to be running, I think, down at what's the one over here in upstate New York?
Finger Lakes?
No, Aqueduct?
Aqueduct.
Aqueduct, yeah. She's going to be running over the aqueduct here pretty soon, so we're going to try and get down there and watch her run.
Wow. Good stuff here from Richie Incognito, who is what's the name of your horse?
Lady in Red. I think it was Lady in Red. I think we changed it, though. It's something crimson. I don't know. It's crazy this part of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, of course, Louisville red. You got to work that somehow.
We did it in Nebraska, too. I went to Nebraska, so we got the red in there for both of us to name the horse after.
Richie Incognito, our guest, Buffalo Bills left guard, is training camp continuing on here at St. John Fisher College. How is the offensive line coming together? Because that's a unit that's different than any other part of the team, obviously, any team that you're on. How are you guys gelling right now?
You know, it's great to have all five guys back and even our depth pieces, guys like Groy and, the Santrell, the guys who are rotating in there. So we all have a familiarity with one another, and we're really just looking to pick up this new offense as soon as possible and start executing at a high level. And we got a good group of guys, a hardworking group of guys, and we're grinding right now. We're playing really well, and we're just trying to take it to the next level.
Richie, talk about your role as a leader on this offense. And you know, that's a title that's been given to you through just years of hard work and setting an example. And I think both you and Tyrod coming to the team right around the same time, kind of meeting each other around the same time, two guys that take the role of leadership on the offense. What does it mean to the younger guys on the team? Talk about your relationships with some of the rookies coming in, especially on the offensive line.
Yeah, you know, my thing as a leader is I bring the tempo. I bring the energy. I bring that work pail, that lunch pail, blue collar approach every single day. You know, I'm the bell cow. You know, I'm going to be working hard from the start of practice to the end of practice. And I lead by example that these young guys can always look. The coaches can always point over to Incognito and say, hey, listen, if you want to see how it's done, look right there. And, you know, I bring energy. When I feel a lull in practice, I'll say something in the huddle, get guys going, you know, grab some guys by the face mask. I'm kind of the crazy uncle, and E. Wood, he's like the well-thought-out, you know, very smart, cerebral guy. And, you know, I'm the crazy one. And then we have Tyrod, who is an excellent leader. You know, he's very calm, cool, and collected, and he's very consistent. But what he brings to the table every day is just this confidence, and it's really cool getting to work with those guys and you know, trying to form this thing and make this our team.
You're blocking for a guy that, if he continues at this pace, LeSean McCoy could be in the Hall of Fame someday. He said last week he wants to play till he's 33, and that's where you are right now. So what advice would you give Shady about extending your career at this point?
You know, it's all about taking care of your body. It's all about doing the little stuff. It's about coming off the practice field, and I spend about 30, 40 minutes stretching out, foam rolling, doing little things, eating right, getting a lot of sleep at night. So the older you get, the more you have to do and the more you have to add into your regimen to kind of stay up with the young kids.
Bills Camp Live, St. John Fisher College, the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Very, very proud to welcome in Richie Incognito, our guest here on ESPN Rochester. Richie, you've been the top rushing offense in the league the last 2 years. Talk about what kind of pride you take in having that as a fact, and is there pressure this year to keep up that high level of performance?
Yeah, we take a ton of pride in that. Anytime you're on an offensive line, you want to lead the league in rushing. You want to have the least amount of sacks. You know, there's goals and there's things out there that we can hang our hat on. And, you know, we've set the bar really high. We have. We've crushed it in the run game. We've not only led the league, but we've led by a lot. And we've led by every major statistical category. So that's what I just keep telling guys. You know, the bar has been set high, and anything less than that is unacceptable. So we got to push ourselves every single day, and we're chasing that. We're chasing greatness. And it starts with, you know, little things, fundamentals, and grinding through this part of the year. And, you know, it's when it's time to shine on Sundays during the season, we'll be ready.
Well, you've done that with different running backs, too, two guys who are no longer here, Carlos Williams and Mike Gillisley. Now the next man up is Jonathan Williams in that kind of role playing to Shady. What can you share with us about Williams? Because we saw him a little bit last year, but not all that much.
Yeah, we've seen Jonathan Williams in small doses, but he's got a really good feel for the zone game. He's got good vision. He's got good feel for what we're trying to do on the offensive line, and he does a real good job of feeling it, getting that one cut and getting north and south. And he's got a little pop to him. He's got some muscle on him. He's a little thicker, and he can run. So I'm excited to see him go.
Richie Incognito, our guest in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia, also on the line. Battle brewing between Jordan Mills and the rookie, Deion Dawkins. I mean, what can you share about both Jordan and Deion and their performance thus far from your eyes?
Yeah, you know, two hardworking guys are working incredibly hard right now, and they're battling it out. You know, when you have competition like that in training camp, it brings out the both and best guys, or it brings out the best in both guys, and you really get the best player. You know, they're pushing each other each and every day, and you know, you learn from one other's mistakes, and you build on what you're doing well, and it's always great to have competition. It's always great to push guys.
You mentioned the zone blocking. How is the block? Do you prefer the new schemes here that you're working with this year?
Yeah, I like the new scheme. The new scheme's a little different. Well, it's a lot different than what we were doing last year.
Yeah.
And but we're picking it up really well. We had pieces of this scheme in our scheme last year. Every offense has pieces of this scheme. It's just we didn't feature this. We featured more down block, pull around, power, gap scheme, man blocking scheme. And now we're going to a zone scheme, and I think we have big, strong, athletic offensive linemen. I think we have guys that can get out in space and move, and we're a good fit for this. You know, what'll be nice is when we start to sprinkle in those other schemes, that power and that counter and all that stuff that we're used to running, and complement the zone scheme. You know, then you really start getting, you know, you really start putting stress on defenses.
Richie, how challenging is it as a guy who's played for multiple teams, multiple coaches, multiple OCs? How cerebral do you have to be able to grasp all of these different schemes from year to year to year with change that's inevitable in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, for me, I've been in a ton of different offenses, and this is, you know, each offense.
How many? Do you know off the top of your head how many you've been in? How many different offenses?
I don't know. It's it's over seven. I mean, it's over.
Crazy.
You know, it's crazy. It's craziness. But everything is it's kind of the same. It's just what you feature, and each offensive line coach is different in how he wants things done. So I'm able to take pieces from different offenses and you know, techniques and things that I've learned over the years. I'm able to piece them together and kind of make the 2017 version of what I want to do. And you know, I have the ability to draw back on all that information, because offensive line is such a technical position. It's a fundamental position. Your first two steps set you up for success. So I lean on all that knowledge that I have, all these offenses that I played in, and I just apply it to what we're trying to do and what Coach Castillo's asking us to do, and furthermore what Coach Dennison's asking us to do.
But is it more fair to say that having that cohesion you referenced earlier about having the same guys, same five guys, and if you're counting Groy there too,
yep,
having that, you know, that's more important than whatever scheme that you guys are going to be running?
Yeah, no doubt. Having us all on the same page. You know, we came out here day one, and we're all talking the same language. We all know how each other plays. You know, Cordy and I have a very good relationship of how we play. Eric and I have a very good relationship how we play. We all know where we're going to be. We have that. And, you know, you see like a day like today, Eric took a day off, and the offensive line played dipped a hair because, you know, you got a new guy in there, Groy. We're familiar with him. But anytime you're coming in, and, you know, that's why I don't think teams have a lot of success, because they think that they can just change out pieces on their offensive line. You know, okay, we're going to bring in a new left tackle, we're going to bring in a new guard, and then we're going to just go. It takes time. It takes time. It takes reps. It takes a lot of playing together to really get a feel for where everybody's at.
But the versatility of a guy like Groy, a guy that played center, that could play guard, could play, you know, either side, right? I mean, like, that's got to be somewhat comforting to know that there's a little bit of depth there with the offensive line.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, every team has that one guy that, you know, you have to have one guy that can play guard, center, guard, and then you have to have the one guy that can go tackle to tackle. And we have a couple of those guys. We have Groy, who's obviously the most in the most prominent role because he took over for E. Wood last year. But Groy went out and earned himself a lot of money last year stepping in for E. Wood,
yeah,
and he got himself a nice little contract. And you know, he proved his worth to the team. And anytime you have guys like that, you know, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for seven or eight guys that we can all play together and start plugging them in, and we just go.
As we wrap things up with Buffalo Bills guard Richie Incognito, you were here in 2009, came back a few years ago. Do you ever allow yourself to wonder, what is this town, this area, going to be like when the Buffalo Bills get back to the playoffs? I know in football it's next
You're assuming that he knows that there's a playoff drought. Did you know that there's a playoff drought? Have you heard anything about that?
That's the first time I've heard
about
it.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you...
Yeah.
Yeah, they talk about that.
Right.
Every now and then you might hear a fan or two say that there's been a drought.
Yeah.
I don't really listen to it. And I don't think, honestly, I don't think it's fair. Truthfully, I don't think it's fair today to talk about the drought when you've got a new day, a new regime, a new head coach, new players coming in. I mean, as a player, you've got to be fatigued hearing about the drought, when really you've only been here for the last few years.
Right. Yeah, you know, you learn to tune certain things out, but, you know, we definitely perceive that's out there. We're fighting to end that. You know, that's what motivates me. And like you hit on, you know, this place will be rocking. We get this place winning, this place will be special. And that's what motivates me. I want to get this place turned up again like it's the 90s and get winning and really just restore glory to a franchise that's kind of an afterthought. You know, I tell people I play for the Buffalo Bills all across the country, and they're like, oh, well, Buffalo's this and Buffalo's that. And I'm like, listen, we're building something special, and there's special people up there, and they're passionate about football. And when we get this thing going, it's going to ignite, and it's going to be big, and we're going to enjoy it and have a good time. So that's what I'm working for.
We say it all the time. I mean, there's a quality of life in this area, in this part of the state, in this part of the country that is hard to describe from somebody who isn't from here, but you're starting to see it firsthand. And I got to give you credit. You've really embraced Buffalo and everything that you've done in the community and everything you've done with this team. And hearing you say that, I think it's going to be a big relief for a lot of fans to hear that, to know that, you know, look, it is something that we think about, and we're doing everything that we can to make sure it comes to an end.
Yeah, no doubt. We're fighting. We're fighting to get this thing right, and we're fighting to win. We're fighting to be relevant. We're fighting to do it the right way, and everyone feels it, and, you know, we're building something special.
Well, when you get that day off, Richie, enjoy it.
We'll do. We'll do.
And we got some Volkswagens waiting for you in the parking lot. So, again, we'll
go out
there.
I'll go get some extra sets.
Bench press, a couple of Volkswagens, and perfect. Have your protein shake afterwards. Richie Incognito, our guest here in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, Buffalo Bills guard. Richie, enjoy the rest of camp. Good luck this season. Stay healthy.
Awesome.
And look forward to talking to you soon again.
Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.